light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. The blazing energies of light, unleashed when God said, "Let it be," infusion formed the womb of life, the rain clouds and the raging sea. These parted each to its domain, divided by the vault of sky, untamed and turbulent, unchecked, within them life and death would vie. Those waters clothed our planet home, so terrible and yet so fair, the gift without which all would cease, yet placed so fragile in our care. Both sign and sacrament of life, of love awash, poured out and fresh, engulfing all that sin would spawn, while nurturing life in all the rest. Thus evening came and morning came, that second day when waters burst, both flood and freshness for our world, chaste herald of our second birth. Amen. I lie down in peace, and sleep comes at once, for Adonai makes me dwell in safety. When I call, answer me, O God of justice. From oppression you released me. Have mercy now and hear me. You rebels, how long will you keep your hearts closed? Will you love what is useless and seek what is stupid and false? It is Adonai who is kind to those who are generous in mercy. I pray that Adonai will hear whenever I call. Tremble, do not sin. Ponder on your bed and be still. Make justice your sacrifice and trust in our God. Many people ask, what will make me happy? Let your face shine on us, O Adonai, for you have put into our hearts greater joy than others provide with abundance of food and barrels of wine. I lie down in peace, and sleep comes at once, for you, Adonai, make me dwell in safety. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I lie down in peace, and sleep comes at once. For Adonai makes me dwell in safety.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The people came out to see what had happened. As they approached Jesus, they caught sight of the man who had been possessed by legion, sitting there clothed and in his right mind. And they were seized with fear. Those who witnessed the incident explained to them what had happened to the possessed man and to the swine. Then the people began to beg him to leave their district. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed pleaded to remain with him, but Jesus would not permit him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Go home to your family and announce to them all that our God in great mercy has done for you. Go home to your family and announce to them all that our God in great mercy has done for you. Then the man went off and proclaimed in the whole region what Jesus had done for him, and all that our God in great mercy has done for you. Go home to your family and announce to them all that our God in great mercy has done for you. That evening, as the sun was setting, they brought to Jesus all the sick, with those who had unclean spirits. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. That evening, as the sun was setting, they brought to Jesus all the sick, with those who had unclean spirits.
For all who thirst, whose lives are endangered by lack of safe water to drink, whose crops and livestock wither from lack of rain, God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the millions of women and girls who spend much of their days fetching water for their families, animals, and crops, God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all who suffer from too much water, from tsunamis and floods, and from the death and destruction, dampness and disease carried in the aftermath, God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those who hoard water, who waste it or pollute it, forcing others to pay excessively for water that rightfully belongs to all, God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those whose bodies, minds, and spirits languish, cut off from the endless flow of God's love enfleshed in self and others, in all creatures and all of creation. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As we pray the prayer Jesus gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Creator God, we stand in wonder and awe before your gift of water that brings life and nourishment through streams and rivers, marshes and swamps, lakes, seas, and oceans. We marvel at water's beauty and diversity of forms in dew and mist, rain and snow, hail and ice, humidity, vapor, and steam. As we celebrate the creation and distribution of water on this second day of the week, strengthen our commitment to conserve and share this gift with wisdom and respect. As this feast also commemorates the life of Saint Blaise, join our prayers to his for the physical, mental, spiritual, and ecological health of all people and all creation. For yours is the glory and power of love, now and forever. Amen. May the God of all creation bless us with a hunger and thirst for justice. Amen. Let us bless Adonai and give thanks to God.
Queen of the heavens, we greet you. Queen of angels, now we entreat you. Fairest flower, heaven's portal, from whom came the light immortal. Matchless maiden, God did raise you for the universe to praise you. Hear us, O hear us, dear Mother. Show your children Jesus our brother. Pray for us, Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O gracious God, grant to your people lasting health of mind and body, through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, may we be freed from present sorrow and attain eternal happiness. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.